going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
This morning, we head to Beaver County to visit St. Monica Catholic Academy, which has a long and proud history. St. Monica's is located on 10th Street in Beaver Falls, where the doors first opened back in 1889 as St. Mary's Catholic School. The Sisters of Divine Providence taught the first classes in 4 rooms behind the church. They taught me growing up, so I'm very near and dear to my heart. And the school moved to the present building in 1924, nearly a century ago. And the structure, which has been expanded and updated with all the latest technology. St. Mary's School became Divine Mercy Academy in the 1995-96 school year, and then was renamed St. Monica Catholic Academy back in 2014. St. Monica offers a safe, nurturing environment and a curriculum based on the gospel values and individual attention to students' needs. And my guests this morning are Jennifer Vella. She is the principal at St. Monica Catholic Academy, and teacher Ann Romano. Jennifer and Ann, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Thanks for traveling down here this morning to be with us. And Jennifer, you have an interesting personal history with your school building. Can you tell our listeners what that connection is?
Certainly. I actually was a student at St. Mary's School when it was known as St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. I graduated from there in 1985, so I'm not going to tell you my age, but you can probably figure it out. And then I went into education at Geneva, and then I got hired at St. John the Baptist School, and it was still there, and I taught there for 20 years.
In Monaca.
In Monaca, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, exactly. And then the school ended up closing in 2014, and there was actually an opening for an eighth grade teaching position at St. Monica's,
where I was a student there
however many years ago. And I applied, and Annie Raybuck, who was the principal at the mm-hmm. time, was actually my sixth grade teacher when I went to St. Mary's. So I applied and got the position. So I taught eighth grade at St. Monica's for 5 years. And then the principal's position came open. And Father Schreck had approached me and mm-hmm. wanted to know if I would consider taking the principal's job. And at first, I was a little hesitant. I wasn't sure if I wanted to get out of the classroom or not. I'd mm-hmm. been teaching for 25 years, and that was a major decision for myself. So I said, well, let me think about it. Let me pray on it. And I let him know, and I made the decision in June that I would become the principal. So I'm really happy that I made that decision. Annie Raybuck is my mentor, and she has been a tremendous help for me.
So this is your first year
This is my first year as being the principal.
Good for you.
And it's a wonderful experience, just because I have such a connection to the school.
Literally growing up there.
Absolutely.
You walk the halls.
Yes.
And then coming back to be a teacher, and then now you're the principal.
The full circle.
That's providential. You
know? It is. And I'm truly blessed. I have a wonderful faculty, so I couldn't be happier with the decision.
That's just amazing. So you have 25 years of teaching experience.
Yes, I do.
At the former St. John the Baptist in Monaca. Why is Catholic education so important? I mean, to be a teacher and now to be the principal. Why do you do this? This is awesome.
Well, I think because of the fact that it teaches morals and values to the children, and especially in this time where materialistic ideas are so prevalent, to have that Christ-centered teaching in mm-hmm. the school, to be present in the school, to continue the legacy of Catholic education in Beaver Falls. You know, we have a very proud tradition of having, you know, Catholic education in the school, and I think it's extremely important to teach those values and have the children understand that it's more about other people and caring about other people mm-hmm. than themselves. And you know, I'm very honored to be able to continue that.
Wonderful. Now, Ann, you attended St. Bonaventure School in Shaler, so you're from the North Hills.
Yes.
And then you later taught at St. Paul Cathedral School in Oakland.
Yes,
when that
I
was
did.
Open, I was the parochial vicar at St. Paul's many years ago. And then you also were at St. John's in Monaca mm-hmm. with Jennifer. So you both
yes.
were co-workers.
Yes, we were.
So you're like following each other now. Did you start out thinking that you'd be a Catholic school teacher?
I did not. In fact, I was almost opposed to the idea, but God obviously had other plans for my life. And it was mostly based on, you know, salaries. Mm-hmm. And I started with Pittsburgh Public Schools, just substituting there. And I got disgusted with the daily phone calls of where I needed to be at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning. And I knew that there was a job opening at St. Paul Cathedral. A friend of mine worked there, and she kept urging me to apply. And I, you know, kept putting it aside until I became disgusted enough to say, okay, I want to try this and make a leap over there. So I applied, I got the position, and I was there until St. Paul's closed in 97. And then I stayed home with my child for the next 5 years, and then I registered my child at St. John the Baptist, and I prayed for a position. I registered him for kindergarten, and I prayed for a position, just to work somewhere that would fit into his half-day kindergarten schedule, and the principal called me and said, hey, would you like to be the kindergarten teacher? So I started, you know, it was just an answer prayer. So I started at St. John's then, and then when St. John's closed, I got hired at St. Monica's the same year that Mrs. Villa did.
There you are, co-workers together.
You know?
And the Beaver Valley is very near and dear to my heart. I was the former pastor at St. James in Swickley, so I would travel through the Beaver Valley a lot when I was there in the Ohio Valley mm-hmm. area there. So and Father Kim Streck is a great guy. He actually replaced me when he was a parochial vicar at St. Paul Cathedral.
Oh, really?
When I later on went on to be a pastor at Good Shepherd in Braddock. So Father Streck is a great guy, and along with Father John Noggle. And what makes St. Monica Academy so special?
When I started there, I felt that I fit in immediately. You know, aside from the academics, I just feel that it is a very spiritual place, that we really teach the core values of Catholic education and our, you know, have a Catholic identity in our school. And I'm very proud to be able to carry on that tradition.
So it's something that you're invested in.
Absolutely.
You know, special to you. Now, Jennifer, St. Monica's has been investing in new technology, which is so important.
Yes.
You have to keep updating. Things constantly are changing in this and in the school building itself. What improvements have you made at St. Monica's?
This year, we were fortunate enough to be able to purchase 20 new Chromebooks for our computer lab. We updated our internet to now the entire building is wireless. which in the past we've had connection problems. So we were able to fix that. Last year, Father Schreck generously purchased new laptops for all of our teachers. So we have really been trying to incorporate technology into the classroom. We've been using more technology in our math and science programs as well. So we know that that is something that we need to continue to do and hope to continue to improve on as well.
And it's the Chromebooks, smart boards, all this technology. And I've been a priest for the last 18 years, and just things have changed so dramatically since I was a newly rookie 18 years ago. And you do, you have to keep updating. And as soon as you get something, then just something else will come on. Just like, you know, the iPhones and it's just like, the technology is constantly changing, but that's good. And
it is.
And the
it
kids, is. The kids need to learn.
They
the
do.
New bells and whistles.
I mean, it's a technology age now, and we have to keep up.
Keep it up. Now, Anne, obviously, you've been teaching for a long time before much of all this technology existed. How does this help with learning? Because I'm sure back when you were in public education, obviously, computers were just probably just starting to come
out. Exactly.
You
know? Exactly. So it helps tremendously, and I incorporate it into a lot of my literature and English classes. However, there are things that I don't know, and I walk past our social studies teacher, the eighth grade teacher, Mrs. Pacifico. I walk past her room, and she is constantly using the technology for various parts of her classes, and you know, I'll go to her and I say, hey, what about this or what about that? So it's really a nice balance, because she comes to me for, you know, her questions that she has. And then, you know, I can go to her too to teach me, you know, show me more technology, show me how to do these certain things on the computer or whatever. So it works. It's a nice exchange.
Everybody
kind of,
and there's probably things that you are helping her with,
right?
You know, other things too. So it's a two-way win-win street.
Absolutely, and the kids benefit from it immensely. It's nice to have all that, you know, right at your fingertips. You know, you can go to the internet at any time to answer questions.
Yeah.
And
Jennifer, your staff, they all kind of work together.
They do.
Look after each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. And especially some of the older teachers, the technology can kind of be a little
intimidating. Sure.
Exactly. Right. So it is nice to have the younger teachers on staff who, that's what they are familiar with. When they were in college, it was all technology. So it is wonderful to be able to go to someone and say, hey, I'm not real sure about how to do this, or can you help me with this? And everyone's just, you know, willing to jump in. Like I said, you know, the faculty at St. Monica is just absolutely tremendous. And we work as a team. You know, we are all together for one purpose, which is to support Catholic education for the benefit of our students. You know, and we are just a cohesive team that works seamlessly together. And as I said, I couldn't be more blessed with the faculty that I have.
It's like a family.
It
too.
Is. It's
Everybody
a totally it's a family atmosphere. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the two of you are almost like family.
We
you know,
are.
Going
We're
back
like
to your
sisters
days.
Almost. We have,
yeah.
What, 18 years?
18
yeah.
years
is
long. That's as long as I've been a priest. When you work with people, you have that camaraderie, or like
you
sisters. That's, you know, I look at my classmates when I was in the seminary, and we're like brothers, and it's like, hey, we're like coworkers in the vineyard, and you're walking this journey together, and you grow, you see how you've changed over the years, and you learn and you grow. So that's great. Right. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles Lawanga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And this morning we are featuring St. Monica Catholic Academy located in Beaver Falls. And with me this morning is Jennifer Villa, who is the principal at St. Monica Catholic Academy, and Anne Romano, who is one of the teachers there. And Jennifer, as we were talking, there are a couple of spiritual traditions that started back when it was at St. Mary's School while you were there, and they continue today. What are those traditions that are still continuing now at St. Monica's?
They actually started when I was in seventh grade at St. Mary's, and we do what is called the Glory of Christmas, which is a live pageant done in grades 4 through 8, which basically is the Nativity story. And we also have done the Living Stations. Both of those have been going on since 1984 when they started, yes. And we are very proud of those traditions. Another tradition we've done is we have a Living Rosary in October. Each student participates. They're either saying a Hail Mary or an Our Father, and we used to have a church which was condemned, so we now do it in the gym.
St. Mary's was next
door. Exactly. We did have, yes, our church used to be connected to our existing campus. Mm-hmm. So what we do now is we go into the gym and we pray the rosary together as a school.
That's
and we
fantastic.
Call it the Living Rosary because the students are actually the rosary themselves.
They make a circle.
Yes, they make a
the
formation of the rosary,
really
and each
neat.
Student participates.
So now that we're approaching Thanksgiving this week, and then obviously I've been hearing Christmas music since before even Halloween. I'm like, really? And then now obviously the Christmas shopping season will start this coming Friday. And you know, people already have decorations up, so you're getting into that Christmas mode with the Christmas pageant.
We have. Right? We've actually started practicing right after Halloween.
Wow, great.
So we've been in full Christmas mode now for
almost
a month.
They dress up and they decorate. And,
exactly.
Wow, that's good. And that tradition's been going on since
1984, since I was in 7th grade. It started with my 7th grade
And I was
class.
In 8th grade, so.
There you go.
We're 1 year apart, No, and prayer is a big part of the student experience at St. Monica's. What happens Friday afternoons with many of our students there?
On Friday afternoons at 1:15, the 4th through 8th grades gather and we say the Divine Mercy Chaplet together. I've tried to extend this to the parishioners, just if anybody wants to join us in prayer at that time. And any of your listeners would be welcome to join us in prayer. We offer the intention for all the Catholic schools, particularly our school, but just for the continuation of Catholic education in our diocese.
So 1:15 every Friday.
1:15 every Friday.
Wow. And then you invite your parishioners and the people in the area, and even our listeners can do that in spirit, too.
Right.
Good. Now, Jennifer, St. Monica Catholic Academy partners with the Performing Arts School for a special music program. What is that?
We actually have a partnership with the Lincoln Park Performing Arts in Midland, Pennsylvania.
Excellent school. Yes.
It's wonderful. And we have an affiliation, and what they've done is they have incorporated the steel pans as part of our music program. Mm. And they actually helped us purchase steel pans. So we do have steel pans on site. And in second grade, we learn how to play them. We have Mrs. Walsh, who is from Lincoln Park. She comes every Tuesday for our music program. And it's amazing what they're able to do. We have a spring concert, and the music that these little, you know, second graders are able to produce is just unbelievable. So we are very fortunate, and we also have a partnership with them through Lincoln Park for our art program as well.
So you're grooming the kids that possibly some of these kids can go into music or theater.
Yes.
You start at a very young age.
We do, and we have several students who actually do continue their education through Lincoln Park.
Wow.
So it works out really
well. That's a nice relationship
it is.
For a charter school, public, helping with the parochial schools.
Absolutely.
And that's a nice partnership.
It is. There. It really is.
And enhancing education in the Beaver Valley, which is so important.
Exactly.
What? Steel pans.
Steel
are they actually steel?
They are actually steel.
Like pots and pans? Or
well,
like
they're a larger version of pots and pans. But yes, they're actually, the surface of them is steel.
And they make music.
And they do. It sounds like you're in the Caribbean when they play the pans. It's amazing.
If you think
like you're on a Caribbean cruise or something.
Yes. Oil barrels.
Yeah.
That's what they look like.
Boom, boom,
some
boom,
of
boom.
Them look like.
Yeah.
Really?
It's amazing.
It's amazing. By the time they get to eighth grade, they're just awesome at it.
That is great. No, Ann, you're known of having strong relationships with your students. How do you build those relationships over the school year?
I think, you know, communicating with them is the key to building trust with them and being transparent and knowing, I think for them to know that you have their best interest at heart, and then when they come to trust you, they'll just be more open to not only what you're trying to teach them academically in the classroom, but I think spiritually as well, that it gives, I think, any teacher credibility behind what they're saying.
So you look at the holistic
right.
part of the child, not just the academics, but right. the whole person of it. Right. And the like you're doing the prayer at 1:15 and you're developing that sense of not being afraid of the teacher, so to speak, but just looking at the whole well-being of that youngster as they grow up.
Absolutely.
Too, and building that relationship
Absolutely.
And friendships too.
Yeah. Father Schreck, mm-hmm. you know, he's always said, you know, our goal is to get these kids to heaven. Yes, sure. it is to learn to read and write mm-hmm. And to do all those other things. But our goal as a Catholic school should be getting a child to heaven and giving them all those tools to work with is my job.
And that's why the parents invest wholeheartedly for their kids to go to
Absolutely.
A Catholic school,
right.
you know, the holistic of it. Now, Jennifer, you count on support from the parents and the parishioners and other benefactors of St. Monica Catholic Academy. How do they help strengthen the school? Because that's so important to
it
have
is.
The parents and the financial aspect
we
of it.
We do, mm-hmm. and we're very blessed to have a very supportive parental group. Mm-hmm. This past summer, we did make some improvements in the building itself, and we had a lot of parent volunteer who just came and gave up their time to help, you know, paint the lower levels of the building, help get rid of some of the things that had collected over the years.
Sure.
I mean, the school's been there for 130 years, so we've collected a lot of things mm-hmm. that needed to be taken away. So they were very helpful. If we need anything, they're willing to help. They're willing to volunteer, fundraisers and so forth. And as far as the parish, they are very supportive of the school. You know, they're willing to do whatever they need. They come and support the programs at this church. And we have what's called an angel fund, which is a group of parishioners who about 30 years ago or so created a fund for the school to help with students who are unable to pay tuition. Or
like a scholarship.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
who
fantastic.
Need tuition assistance. Mm-hmm. And they are the main reason that we still exist today. Without their support, without their financial support, the school wouldn't have survived.
They're angels.
They yeah. are true mm-hmm. angels. Mm-hmm. And we are thankful that they are willing to give the support to the school that they've been able to do for so many years.
Now, for parents who might be interested in St. Monica Catholic Academy for their child, or some grandparents that are listening this morning, you offer tours and shadow days. Can you tell us about those and how people can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you go on our website, which is www.stmonicaacademy.org, you can set a tour up through there, or you can call me directly at the school's number. It's area code 724-846-5955. You can speak with myself, and I will be more than happy to set up a tour. Mm. We've had students come and spend the day with us through our shadowing program to kind of get a feel.
Sit in the classrooms,
exactly.
be with the kids,
Absolutely.
Cafeteria.
Exactly. Yeah. Just to see how a typical day at St. Mm-hmm. Monica's
like
is.
A test drive, so
exactly.
to speak.
Meet the teachers, meet mm-hmm. the students. So it's a wonderful opportunity if you're thinking of coming to St. Monica. You know, please give us a call. Again, you can go on our website and contact us through there, and we would be more than happy to come and, you know, meet with you and see if St. Monica is a good fit for you and your family.
That's great. Jennifer Villa, Ann Romano, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Father, for having us.
We'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring Amen to Action Meals of Hope. This is coming up this coming Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, November 29th, 9 a.m. to 12:30 at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Join us as we come together for the third year to worship and to pack 1 million meals. You make these meal boxes for the hungry. It's Friday, November the 29th, 9 to 12:30 at the Convention Center downtown, and Amen to Action Meals of Hope. What a wonderful way, instead of going shopping, to give back to our society and make these meals, make it a community gathering, a lot of youth groups, young adults coming together, teams, parishes, community groups coming together, 1 million meals of hope, helping the hungry. Friday, November the 29th, 9 to 12:30 p.m., right downtown at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. You can register at amentoaction.org. That's amentoaction.org. Meals of Hope, Friday, November the 29th, David L. Lawrence Convention Center, 9 to 12:30. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.